Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, folks, Donald Trump didn't get arrested over the weekend. I know, the world ain't safe unless we get that white boy off the streets. Oh, boy. Let's see how the Democrats handle it, the leftists, when, I don't know, Trump doesn't get arrested. So, if the case against Trump were so strong, why couldn't they get him in 2018? That was a question I asked last week. It's a question I'm going to begin with this week. And you know the answer. The case Alvin Bragg wanted to bring against Donald Trump now is the same flimsy, non-existent case they couldn't make in 2018. But that won't stop a leftist zealot who just pulled a Jussie Smollett-like hoax on the American people, and particularly those people in New York. Welcome again to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is the radio show piece, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson, in case that didn't register with you. Not a guest host, it's me. And I'm glad you're here. 844-551-8255. Trump won't ever be indicted on this or any other ginned-up nonsense by leftists. Americans still await the evidence from Adam Schiff on Russian collusion. Notwithstanding the multitude of other BS accusations made by the Democrats, and Bragg offers this same, quote, evidence, which is what? You ready? Vapor. Mist. Bragg had no case prior to Costello's testimony before the grand jury. And certainly, after Costello's testimony, Bragg should have gone to the bathroom of the courthouse and, like Jim Carrey did in Liar Liar, kick his own butt. But he didn't. This is just one of the craziest stories ever. And it makes me wonder, it doesn't make me wonder, because I know Democrats are just plain stupid. But I have to admit, Bragg takes it to a whole other level. Here's what the New York Post reported last week. They say, Wednesday's turn of events came as a source with ties to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office told the Post that Bragg was concerned following Costello's testimony. A spokesperson for the DA's office denied this. The last thing he wants is for the grand jury to vote against him, the source said. He wants a no-doubt-about-it case. He's pressuring the Trump-obsessed to step up and prove the case. Really? That's his strategy?
Listen, if you got some dirt on Donald Trump, please contact our office at 1-800-GET-TRUMP.
I mean, what's this dude doing? A source inside Bragg's office said that a substantial number of assistant DAs were shaking their heads over Bragg's decision to pursue Trump. They don't understand how this case is going forward, the source says. The ADAs are not fans of Trump, but they are professional lawyers and know the law. See, that's what we got to get back to. Let me ask you, does a judge, when you appear before the judge, does he look at the two people and go, look, I'm not a fan of that person, so he's going down? Or does he say, look, this guy may appear to be in a suit and tie, this guy may appear to be a bum, or appear to be, you know, tatted up or whatever else. I'm going to listen to what? What is that? What's that word? Facts. And you know the problem with facts on the left? Their fact checkers are liars. It's become standard. It's like they said in The Firm, when that black dude, when Tom Cruise goes over to the black guy, he says, man, y'all been overbilling me for years. It's become standard practice for y'all to keep overbilling. Do you realize that every time you overbill me and you put a letter in the mail that you are violating, and Tom Cruise interrupts, violating the, and he goes on to quote it and says, I learned that in the bar exam. What leftists need to learn is you need to quit your freaking lying. Something you should be outgrowing by the time you're, what, 16? They go on. A spokesperson for Bragg declined to comment, saying in an email, "We can't confirm or comment on grand jury matters." Well, the biggest shocking revelation, if you will, or the most shocking, the most shocking revelation, at least for, I think, for most people, besides Costello's testimony, is finding out that Bragg did not submit the letter where Cohen paid for Donald Trump, you know, paid Stormy Daniels. So, they write about this, $130,000 payment to Daniels in October of 2016. Sorry, I got the date wrong. Shortly before Trump's shocking victory over Hillary Clinton was admittedly arranged by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to cover. Now, this is what they say, to cover up details. Okay, great. Alleged, and up in Daniels' alleged 2006 affair with Trump, who has denied cheating on his wife Melania with her, which I'm going to tell you right now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Trump would have to be a fool to have done that, and the guy does not strike me as a fool. So, they said Cohen testified before the grand jury twice last week and was expected to be the prosecution's star witness if the case went to trial. I can't help but laugh, because that's exactly what happens with Democrats. We've got Adam Schiff. We've got a special witness coming. We've got a special person. These people are coming. It's special. You just wait. Our witness got debunked. Remember, Adam Schiff had definitive proof that Trump was colluding with the Russians, until there was no definitive proof. He said if Trump were indicted, he would surrender in his home in the state of Florida, fly to New York to be arraigned. Well, that's what this thing is going to happen on Monday. It didn't happen. It ain't going to happen. And I'm just telling you, forget it. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you why. Well, you know what? Let's just talk about it. Go look at 2018 at TMZ, and you know what you'll find? You will find Stormy Daniels admitting that she lied. So that's all I'm going to say about it. It didn't happen. She says it. Now, I've already known about, I mean, as I told you guys, I just use common sense. I know it's become a special power, but I use common sense. I said, this didn't happen. First of all, Trump's married to Melania. Secondly, he can get anybody he wants. Why would he go for that skank? So it didn't happen. But this guy decides he's going to pursue this, even with her confession. I got to leave it there for now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think we're going to do a whole thing on Biden's nominees. You guys know that black dude that was going to be the head of the FAA who didn't know certain things about just normal aviation procedure. He withdrew his name. He just got roasted. I'm going to do a show on the people roasting these Biden nominees, and I will prove to you folks that this is nothing but a freak show on the left. They hire people based on them being the most racist, sexist, haters of America, haters of people like us. That's what they hire them on. That's their intersectionality. How much do you hate the other side? And if you happen to be black, a midget, or whatever, all the better. LGBT, black woman, profess whatever you want to be. Just be, you know, have all the boxes checked. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. If you haven't heard enough about Alvin Bragg, let me give you an update. The guy who is waging this battle against Donald Trump is pulling out all the stops. And what has nothing more... I mean, talk about shades of Jussie Smollett. We learned this new thing that happened last Friday after the news cycle. And the reason why I wanted to look is because I wanted to see if... over the weekend, I asked my producers, I said, let's look to see where Alvin Bragg is come next week. My predictions still hold. Donald Trump is not going to do 1 minute in jail, 1 minute in a courtroom over this nonsense. He held his big rally in Waco. If you look at Huffington Post, and this, there was a the girl that wrote this article I'm going to be speaking about, they hate Trump. They hate us. They hate everything we stand for. They're talking, the diminished Donald Trump. Okay, maybe he was diminished. I'll admit that. I think the hatchet job the media has done on Donald Trump is unfair to anybody. And I don't say, I would be saying this if it were Barack Obama, if it were Joe Biden. It is a hatchet job. On the contrary, they make Barack Obama look like he's the conquering hero. And Joe Biden, who's about the worst president, not even about, he is without a doubt the worst president in American history. They raise this guy up like we, oh, look at Joe Biden. Woo! So are you kidding me? It's media liars. And so I see this story out of Huffington Post. White powder sent to Manhattan prosecutor investigating Trump. It cracks me up. It makes me wish cocaine were black, because then it would be black powder sent to Manhattan DA. They didn't even say cocaine. They didn't say anthrax. They, you know, suspicious powder, white powder. Because Lord knows that white powder could lead to white power. Yeah. Think about the symbolism of white powder sent to black man. As the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office continued to lead a criminal investigation against former President Donald Trump, they received a threatening letter containing a white powder on Friday, according to multiple outlets. The envelope and its contents came amid repeated attacks on Bragg by Trump, who Thursday called the prosecutor, you ready? An animal. They so want this to be black, white. Donald Trump dare call that black man an animal. That white man. Look at his racism. The letter, which postmarks indicated it was mailed Tuesday from Orlando, Florida, came with a note. Alvin, I'm going to kill you, NBC News reports. Look, I'm not going to try to influence you here, but do you believe this? Because I'm going to tell you, if you believe this, I'm going to go all Creflo Dollar on you and start getting some of your money. Look, this, by the way, I did see Creflo. He was talking about picking a mate. I forget or something. It was really good. I don't watch him. I don't watch TV Evangelist. But I will tell you, it was really good. I'm gonna, maybe Melissa was had it on one of the little social media things she scrolls on. It was amazing. He did a good job of, you know, what you don't want a job, you don't want this. It was all the problems plaguing Americans, specifically black America, without him saying it. And he did a good job. And it's stuff that, it's funny, every time I listen to these guys, I come back to this thing my brother said. He said, Kev, when you gonna start preaching? Because there's so many pastors in my family. And I'm like, yeah, we got enough pastors in our family. You know, my people are so much brighter when it comes to studying the Bible and understanding it and all that, that I just don't want to go off Philippians 4:13. But I do believe this message that I talk about every day, and these producers help me to create, and all the other people on the staff, is evangelistic. I'm a proud Christ follower, a proud failed one. I'm not proud in my failures, but I'm a proud Christ follower, failed beyond belief, but redeemed, and believe in a loving, living God. And I believe that the message that I'm talking about here, when we're talking about a message of truth, is a spiritual message. And I listen to Creflo, and I'm going, he didn't say anything that I don't say. I mean, it was pretty clever, but I think I've said that. I've written it. I'll never forget my first A paper in college in my English class was The Persona of Jesus. I wrote about Jesus' persona, coming back to earth, looking at what the earth had become since he left and saying, what is this? I could have written it as MLK or Malcolm X or anybody else, but I wrote it. I got an A- on that paper. And it was born of a sermon that my pastor gave. Anyway, let me get back to this. Do you believe for one second that people got together, oh, let's go get that black dude on Empire, that gay black guy on Empire, in this case, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan prosecutor. Why didn't they just say, I wish they had just gone ahead and sent him bleach in a noose. They wrote this. Trump posted a lengthy screed to Truth Social early Friday, appearing to condemn Bragg, a degenerate psychopath that truly hates the USA. That's what Trump called Bragg. I think that's a pretty good description of him, and one that where Trump held back. The former president also warned of potential death and destruction if he is charged. His prediction last weekend that he would be arrested on Tuesday, of course, did not pan out. Yeah, he punked all the media, got them to essentially pressure Bragg. I still believe, this is where I give Trump a lot of credit, folks. A lot of people could have just kind of blown this off. Donald Trump used this, and he made Bragg look exactly how he is, an ethnocentric, American-hating racist. And now they want to try to convince you Bragg is the victim. Everybody's out to get him, including Donald Trump. You buying it? Because I'm not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. What appears to be a teenage girl is the shooter at a private church school in Nashville that's left a total of seven people dead Here's a spokesman for the Nashville Police Department.
We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
He says three students and three adults are dead, along with a shooter who was killed by police. It happened in a private school known as the Covenant Presbyterian School. This woman says she talked to her daughter during the terror.
I said just like what was going on. She said she was hiding in the closet and that they were shooting all over and that they had potentially tried to get into her room.
The Tennessee governor says he's monitoring events, as is the White House. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody on the planet understands that Joe Biden worked directly with Hunter Biden on his business deals. Without Joe, Hunter has no business. Period. Yet, Biden the elder, Joey Demento, continues to lie about knowing anything about his son's business dealings. And you guys that have listened to this program understand that you don't have to go beyond common sense to know that Joe Biden was involved in his son's business. I don't know to what degree. I mean, I do. But I'm saying if you were asking this question based on common sense, you'd say, look, I don't know how much he knew and how much he interacted, but don't claim zero. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden wants you to believe that he was not involved in his son's business when he is so close to his son. He knows every move that his son makes. And understanding the optics of what we're dealing with here, he wants you to believe that he had no... But why would I know? Because that's what fathers do. You know, if you have a relationship with your kids and you're close to them, you say, well, son, how's business? Oh, dad, things are going well. You know, or, you know what, dad, could use a little help. Now, what's the spectrum? He asks a simple question. Hey, son, how's business? Well, dad, you know, it's been rough, but things are going okay. Well, hey, hang in there, kid. Or, hey, I tell you what, where's my cut? I'll initiate this deal. In other words, that's the continuum. I have very little to do with it, but I do know what he's involved in, to I'm completely involved in it and I get my cut. So this idea that he can sell this to other people, fine. If other people want to believe that nonsense, fine, go ahead. I'm never going to believe that. It's just a blatant... My word is a Biden, which of course means it's a lie. When Joe Biden, my word is a Biden. Really? Every time I hear the clip of Joe Biden saying something so stupid, I think to myself, this fool actually thinks people believe him. This is like when he was running for president back in the days when they wouldn't let a clown like him get elected and the media was actually the media and they covered his lies. Do you understand, folks, listening to this program, how ridiculous it is that we know that this man and his son are involved in overseas dealings that have America in a pickle? and they don't want to admit it. They will stick to that lie till they die. Sorry, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. But they will. They will not give up this lie. No matter how much overwhelming evidence, we got bank records with four Bidens getting paid. I don't know about you. When I do business dealings, I don't include my exes and my brothers and my uncles and aunts and cousins and, you know, as Chris would say, your cousin them. I don't include everybody. If I'm going to do a deal, the money comes into my company. And then I start paying the people who actually are involved. I'm still curious. What did Haley Biden bring to the party? Somebody remind me. What did she do to earn money besides screwing Hunter Biden? Was that part of her marital clause? Anyway, we get this more unnecessary proof of Joe Biden's knowledge of his son's likely illegal and certainly unethical business dealings. And it comes from Miranda Devine, who is talking about 2015 emails that show that Bloomberg worked with the Biden team to cover this stuff up.
And you're right, this is the story that just keeps on giving. But Miranda, when you just think that things can't get any weirder or worse, you learn something else. We have new emails from 2015 that show that then Vice President Joe Biden's office tried to quash a Bloomberg story about Hunter at his firm's request.
Look, this is so mind-blowingly wrong of the media, this whole interaction between Kate Bedingfield, who was then Vice President Joe Biden's flack, and Hunter Biden's business partner, talking about a Bloomberg reporter who had been asking the VP Biden about Hunter Biden's business deals in Ukraine. And the great irony of this is that in the middle of it, you've got Joe Biden telling this reporter, I know nothing about my son's business and my son has nothing to do with my business. And straight away, immediately, his flat, Kate Bedingfield, contacts Hunter Biden's business partner to tell him what has been going on, giving him quotes from the interview and basically saying, watch out, you know, Bloomberg's going to ask questions. But then she says, but don't worry, the Bloomberg reporter has told me she doesn't want to report this at all. She'll only do it if her editor holds a gun to her head.
And just so we're clear, folks, what you heard in that clip, that was Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter Biden's investment firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, colluding with Kate Bedingfield, Joe Biden's communications director, and working with Bloomberg. Those two conspiring on, here's how we need to handle a story that might come out with Bloomberg. And then when we do get the Bloomberg reporter in, the reporter says, look, I don't want to do this story. Only if the editor puts a gun to my head will I do it. And then when they did it, they soft-pedaled it. And to add to insult to injury, the FBI was working with social media to make sure that none of us could even talk about it. You couldn't even raise the specter of, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Banned. What? I got banned for asking a question, for being curious? You want to know what that ban and that curious? I'm just going to tell you. I've been thinking about this. When you kill curiosity, it's over. That's what all this... this social media shutdown is you can't be curious. Your social media is supposed to be your ability to just have a conversation with the general public. Think about the power of that. Think about you grew up like me. I grew up in the country, and the only people that I could talk to, I didn't have any neighbors because we lived out in the country. I mean, people were too far away. So it was just my family. And you know what my resource was? The World Book Encyclopedia was my resource for stuff. Couldn't go to the library and, you know, things like that. But because it just didn't, we didn't have access to it. And the information wasn't that easy to get. I really want to set the scene here. Now, today, anything you want, where's your smartphone? Just look at your smartphone. You can get to practically anybody or any information you want. Elon Musk may not, you know, contact you directly. Elon, I'm still reaching out to you. My son worked for you, one of your companies. He was the number two. Surely you could reach back out to me. But anyway, Elon Musk, you may not get to him, but you have the possibility of getting to him. You could go at Elon Musk on his Twitter account, and somebody is going to read it. And if it's profound, he may want to actually do something with you or take you up on it. My point is, you have access not only to unlimited information, you have access to whoever can read it, wants to read it. Your information can be out there. Can you just imagine for a second how big that is? That is massive. So instead of having this little audience like, hey, folks, you're sitting around a dinner table, what do you think about this idea? That's all. We were limited to that. If you were lucky, maybe you could pose it in a classroom, or you could pose it to the town council. You now can pose whatever idea you have to the world. You can test it. Go on Twitter at any time you want, and it'll be, hey, poll. I did one. Who do you trust more, Putin or Joe Biden? Now, in the old days, that poll probably would have gotten me kicked off. But thankfully, they at least let me, you know, put the thing up. But do you understand what I'm saying? That's what this forum is for. It's not a test of your little microcosm anymore. You can test your ideas to the world. And the Democrats hate that. How dare you want to test the truth out on the world? You want to actually poll and find out what people really think. What do we think about polls? We all know the thing. Polls are worthless. And the reason why they're worthless is they're tested on a certain number of people. They're not tested for the world. You want to test 1,000 people were surveyed, 1,000 likely voters. Look, I get that you want to really limit it and understand the exact, okay, these were likely voters, or these were people who actually voted, or these were people who voted for Biden that aren't going to vote for him this time, or voted for Trump, and now they're going to vote for him again, or didn't vote for Trump, and now they're going to... I get it. If you really want to grab that level of detail. But for the most part, it's still a good test. I firmly believe what came out of my poll. Most people don't trust Biden over Putin. Or we give up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can. Sure. Questions and controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a snare. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you may recall there's also talk about 4 months before there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden, this Biden, did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start at all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
Hunter Biden's former addiction to crack cocaine led to a life he describes as nonstop depravity. He has also acknowledged a federal investigation into his taxes. Congress investigated Hunter Biden's job with a Ukrainian company at the time that his father ran Ukrainian policy in the Obama administration. A Republican investigation, however, uncovered no wrongdoing by then Vice President Biden.
Mr. President, if you run again, Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. A few clips of Joe Biden essentially lying about everything, because that's what he does. God, it's infuriating to a degree, because it's so obvious. And I gotta ask, I mean, this is what I ask myself every day, is that, look, I don't get up in the morning looking to get Democrats, but I do get up in the morning looking to make somebody, you know, see the truth. And I'm not trying to force it on you, but I'm saying, look, I'm not going to admit, I'm not going to cater to your lies. But that's exactly what these people do. They know exactly who Joe Biden is. Look, when my producers are putting together the show and we're looking at these different clips and stuff, just to sort of codify our position on where Biden is, the number of things that we see that are mind-blowing in terms of the clips of this man, his brain dysfunction, you know, his inability to keep up with logic. I mean, just, I could go on, and his blatant guilt in all of this, and it boggles the mind. Why don't leftists get up in the morning saying, let's search for truth? Look, if Donald Trump did any of this stuff, I'm pretty sure we would abandon him. I'm not telling you Donald Trump has to be the most sacrosanct guy on the planet, but holy cow, if he did a fraction of this, I would have said, we're done. Don't work with him, media. No cover up here. These people cover up. And what we're talking about in the previous segment and right now is Joe Biden says, I didn't have anything to do with my son's business. Lie. Blatant lie. On the surface, you don't have to even go any farther. A father of a crackhead that's that close, where they live together, they see each other all the time, I guarantee you he knew what was going on in his family's business. All of them, including his brother. So that's a lie. We've cracked the hole in every single thing this man has said. I mean, bank records tied to other... Okay, here's what's interesting. He got bank records tied to Jim and Hallie and an unknown Biden. Well, who would that be? His dead brother? I mean, come on. So, but I don't know who it is, right? Definitively, isn't it okay to ask the question? Is it okay to search for an answer and say, you know what? This doesn't pass the smell test. These people don't want you to do anything. Bloomberg, the vice president's office, which when Joe Biden was VP at the time, and the president of Hunter Biden's company, all colluding together to do what? To keep us from learning the truth. So Joe Biden was given the talking points by Bloomberg on what was going to be coming in the media. And then this is what he had to say. I don't have any doubt about my son with respect to his work. I don't have any doubt about it. He's legit. This is an in-your-face partnership between the media and the Democrats, and it's insulting to all of America. And here's what's worse to me, honestly. What's worse is the signal to the world. You know, I've always been proud to be an American. I'm not going to lose that pride because this clown's in the White House. But the level of pride that I have now has to go. You can't say it as a country. You have to just go away. If I were traveling and they said, well, man, America, this, I'd say, yeah, America's wonderful, but we have a buffoon as a president. That's what I would tell you. And look, I'm playing partisan here a little bit because for the most part, I would have said this about quite a few Democrat presidents, but I'll tell you this. I take it back what I said about Bill Clinton. I look back on that, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and trying to get him on a technicality, and I look at what he accomplished, how this country looked at the end of the Clinton era. I take it back. And I wish I had been less dogmatic about Democrats and Republicans at the time, because I'm telling you, the guy was actually a pretty doggone good president. And it's funny because a friend of mine, Bill Lacey, who runs the Goldwater Institute, said that, and I looked at him like, man, you got to be whatever, Bill. And Bill was like, nope. You look pragmatically at it, Clinton was a good president. You're going to look, people are going to look back at Trump, Democrats, and go, you know what? Pragmatically, he was a good president. He was the most researched president ever. And by the way, the comparison between Clinton and Trump, Clinton was a dirty man. I mean, people don't really understand. When they made that movie, I can't remember the name, but it was essentially a movie about Clinton. Clinton tried to screw anything in a skirt. He was just, as a human being, that was his affliction, women, okay? But outside of that, that guy was a stellar president. And I know people, Kevin, are you kidding? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. Go look at the deficit. Go look at how they balanced the budget. Now, he got dragged into a lot of it, but did he really? I mean, Bill Clinton would lie better than any president. I feel your pain. I was there. I watched as a child and those churches burn. And they found out, no, he didn't. There were no churches that burned when he was a kid that he could watch. But you know what? You take away all that stuff. Dude was a smart guy. Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. People don't know that. A lot of people don't. So here's what I'm telling you. I can look in retrospect and go, you know what? He's a good guy. I mean, not a good person, but a good president. Look at the outcome. He and Newt Gingrich did stuff together that we hadn't seen in a long time. And can you imagine if Pelosi had worked with Trump? Those days are gone now. We have these people partnering to hurt this republic that they continually call a democracy. This story will break about the Bidens. I'm convinced of it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.